Well, hello. It's time for the morning devotion, the daily inspiration. Whether you're tuning in early this morning or you're calling it an off time, it doesn't really matter. The Word of God is always fresh and good and wonderful. The Word of God is sharp. I hope that you're rejoicing. I hope that you're thankful. I hope that winning the battle over this world and your mind and all the things that Christians fight. But I want you to know that we have the winning word. The victory is in Jesus. The promise has been given to those that will truly trust in him. This is Brother Jeff down in Tennessee, and I'm in Philippians chapter 4. If you would go with me, we're going to start at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Those two verses right there is where we're going to talk today. You know, verse 4 tells us about rejoicing. You know, that word seems to have joy in the middle of it. And then the word re, so keep joy, keep joying, keep rejoicing. You see, I think rejoicing comes from a thankful heart. When we realize all the blessings we have, all the good things we have, all the wonderful things God hath done for us, then that rejoicing comes. Remember, Nehemiah told us that the joy of the Lord would be our strength. And so you're a weak person if you're not thankful and rejoicing. And if you are struggling with those two things, well, I'll tell you, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Get in the Bible, get on your knees. Till that joy and thankfulness comes. There's so many things to be thankful for what God has done for us, no matter what. So it's telling you to rejoice always. It's not something you put on and you put off. It should be a continual heart station, a mindset of the true believer in Jesus. And if you didn't get it there at the beginning of verse 4, there's a colon after the word always, and it says, again, I say, rejoice. Kind of reminds me of what Mama said when you were a little boy and you were supposed to be doing something and you were slow obeying or not obeying, and you would hear Mama say, did you hear me? I said, pick up your toys or go outside or take the trash out. When Mama had to repeat it and kind of get a little stern, you knew you were in trouble. Here it's saying, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I think this is more of a positive and sweet spirit from the Lord to tell us it like this. Just come on, guys. This is the secret. Rejoice. And when you've rejoiced all you can rejoice, and maybe you feel tired of rejoicing, rejoice again. Keep rejoicing. I think this is emphatic. I think it's repetitive. I don't think that all repetition is vain. Jesus told us when you pray, don't use vain repetitions like the heathen. Just don't be like the heathen, my friend. Be honest. Be real. In heaven, there's a lot of repetition going on. The angels and the saints are going, holy, 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 holy. So they can say holy over and over again. We can rejoice and again and again. And then verse 5 is a secret to the Christian life. For having power and authority with God and with man. And I think this verse is missed by most Christians. I'm going to get more into it tomorrow. We're just going to scratch the surface today. Let your moderation be known unto all men. I'm going to read that again, verse 5, Philippians 4, 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Moderation, what is that? To be moderate in Christianity would fail. That would be like lukewarm. That would be halfway. That would be, you know, not too extreme, just kind of middle of the road. And a lot of our modern translations have done this with this word. And it's a hatchet job on the truth. But the King James, which I believe is the best Bible that exists in the world today, says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. I believe this moderation is closer to modesty and humility in the spirit of which it's written. I'm not a Greek scholar. I'm not somebody that can go back in the language and tell you what some other fallen head thinks it means. But in the spirit of the way it's written, here in the book of Philippians, it's got to mean more like humility and modesty and carefulness. And it says that's to be known to all men. There's something different about Mr. Christian, Mrs. Christian, young Christian person. Let's get this. Let's talk about this tomorrow. But let's just spend today rejoicing. When you want to complain, find something to be thankful. Let's get a mindset of rejoicing. And I believe that's going to be a way that our moderation is going to be known to this evil world.